service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob and Yard Light. Yeah, turn up the volume, here's Bob and Yard Light.
Greetings to the bright Estonians in the country. I am Bob Enyar, America's right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host. And I just had a great conversation with a guy named Vince in Pittsburgh. I won't give his last name. I don't know his last name. Well, I could find it on the computer here. I guess I could even give his credit card number out if I had to. No, I'm only kidding, of course. He's just anonymous. He's a real nice guy. We talked for a long time, at least a half hour, right up until the moment the show began. And he used to watch the show in Pittsburgh and said, Bob, I miss the show. And boy, I miss being on too. And we, of course, are always looking for opportunities to get back on the air. But we were talking about the arguments for God, the best arguments for God. Why do so many people end up going to hell? How can it just God send people to hell? Why are people homos? Just all around the major issues. And Vince is somewhat discouraged. It's hard to find a good church in any city. Really, it's hard. It's a lot of work to find a good church. And so I did something. I gave him the phone number of friends of ours out there, Rich and Marianne Krupa. I said, Vince, call them. Call them, and you could commiserate together, and that'll be fun. So anyway, I think Rich and Marianne, if you guys are listening out there, tuned in to GayGov, expect a call from Vince. And I think he owns three restaurants, so become friends with him. You might get a free linguine out of the deal. Now, I want to go to the big thing I want to cover in this show is Marilyn Manson coming to Denver this week, and he's made an open invitation to debate a Christian leader about the Bible, and he rejects the Bible. He mocks Christianity. Of the religions of the world, he has a special hatred for Christianity and Jesus Christ in particular. And so I have an article, an interview here published in the Denver Post, rather lengthy, with Marilyn Manson. And then a letter that we faxed to his publicist today. His publicist, Marilyn Manson, made an open invitation to debate someone, some type of Christian or religious leader who's in the media regarding the Bible. And he says that it's an open invitation and that he will win the debate. He said he says he can guarantee that he'll win the debate because he knows the Bible better than any religious leader. Let's see. Here in the article, I would be willing at any time to sit down with these people and discuss and stand behind anything that I do and the rest of the entertainment industry. I guarantee that I know more about the Bible than any of them, and I guarantee that they would lose the debate. That's an open invitation. So after we take care of a couple news stories and some email coming in, also, by the way, you could instant message us, IMUS at kgovlive@aol.com. I'd like to go through that interview with Marilyn Manson. We called it Banana Manson back on my TV show, and one day we took a banana and used some makeup and paint and made the banana to look like Marilyn Manson. And so since Marilyn Manson wouldn't agree to answer our questions on the air, or off the air for that matter, I think I debated with Banana Manson, and then at the end of the show, in punishment, we skinned it alive. We skinned him alive, Marilyn Manson, to terrible shrieks of pain and agony. And that was fun. There was a certain amount of satisfaction in that. So, I'll read you the email we sent. Now, our publicist, here, our public relations guy, his name is Ray Graybar, he's been in touch with Marilyn Manson's publicist, his agent, and they asked us to fax, to email them our proposal. So we did that today. That all happened early this morning. And most likely nothing will come of it, but we'll find out. Okay, now before we get to that, you know, there are public schools that at least a handful have refused to allow the Boy Scouts to meet in their districts because the Boy Scouts say you can't be a homosexual scoutmaster. And there have been some public libraries that have done stuff like that. And so in Congress in Washington, D.C., Senator Jesse Helms, the Republican of North Carolina, and maybe a couple others, a representative, a Republican from Tennessee, have sponsored an amendment to a bill that prohibits that type of treatment of the Boy Scouts. And the provision says that it's in the education bill, and it says that they would strip federal funding from any school district that told the Boy Scouts, you can't meet here. In fact, and they say that any organization, any youth group that that oppose homosexuality cannot be discriminated against in a public school. Because that would be like discriminating against Christianity. Because supposedly, if a public school chooses to rent out its facilities to outside groups to raise revenue, then if they're going to rent to a karate class, they have to also be willing to rent to a Bible class. That's the way the law and the Supreme Court, they've come down on that issue. And so now we have some schools that are saying to the Boy Scouts, you can't rent here because you don't accept homos. Well, neither does the Bible class. Well, not if it's a good Bible class. The good Bible class will say homos are sinners and they need to repent. And if somebody claims to be a Christian and says they're a homo, then we say, you can't meet with us. We won't even eat with you. So at any rate, what do you think? So big deal, right? There's a provision and it most likely wouldn't pass. But that's not the big news. Of course, there's a couple in Congress that would do something regarding the Boy Scout issue. But for the most part, the Boy Scouts were being vilified during the presidential campaign. And if you notice, the Republicans nationally did absolutely nothing. They never once spoke up on behalf of the Boy Scouts or defended them. And what could be more American? You know, you've got mom and apple pie and Chevrolet and the Boy Scouts. And a Republican, conservative, Christian like George W. Bush wouldn't defend the Boy Scouts when they're literally being vilified during the presidential campaign? Wouldn't that have helped him get a boost in his ratings to speak up for the Boy Scouts? He wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it. Well, I got an email here from Kirk Z at softhome.net, Kirk Zimfer, and he lets me know that President Bush, now this is a report that I get from Kirk, and I don't have the attribution. I don't know exactly where it comes from. But I'll tell you this, that Kirk is reliable, and normally he would even tell me where he gets his information, but I trust him. And if it's wrong, it's wrong, and we'll correct it. But is it wrong? No, it's not wrong. President Bush, George W. Bush, told lawmakers from both parties, Republicans and Democrats, last week that he did not support the provision in the education bill that said you can't discriminate against the Boy Scouts. He doesn't support that provision. Is that a surprise? No, it's not a surprise. Okay. What else do we have? We have, in a similar vein, I've got an email here, and I don't want to give you the guy's name, and I don't want to mention the name of the company he's working for. Because our audience at KGov is starting to grow. You know, it's taken some time. It's starting to grow. Pretty soon, hopefully at the end of this week, we'll have our Gentner installed. And so we'll be able to take phone calls in a real professional manner instead of the old make-do system we had previously. But so I don't want to give his name or his company because who knows? He might get in trouble. Some homo's tuning into the show and doesn't know this guy, doesn't even know the company he works for, but hears me read this internal document that now has been leaked to the media, well, I mean leaked to KGov, and just any old garden variety sodomite could call up this company and tattle on this listener we have. So that's why I'm not going to use your name, sir, or your company, but I'll read your email. Bob, I have been a dedicated listener viewer for years now, and finally I have something to contribute. I have included with this email, I've included with this message an email that I have received from my work at, and he gives the name of the company. And there's also a link here to his company's website, but I'm not going to mention that. Before I started working here, I had no idea the stance that blank, this company, has taken on this issue of homosexuality. Because of this, I am forced into the closet about my beliefs for fear of jeopardizing my career. And this is common, right? What has happened in America, we're in the post-Christian era, and homosexuality is trumpeted and put on a pedestal, and Christianity is condemned, and Christians are closeted, and they're silenced and intimidated. Well, anyway, here's the email he got. June is Gay Pride Month, celebrating the Stonewall riots, which took place in Manhattan. All right, now that's true. And this company, they're saying, hey, June is Gay Pride Month, celebrating the Stonewall riots, which took place in Manhattan's Greenwich Village in June 1969. This was the first substantial resistance to the police harassment to which gay men and lesbians were regularly subjected. These riots marked the start of the gay rights movement. Of course, what this company doesn't mention here is that the homos at a homo bar in Greenwich Village murdered a cop. They killed the cop, and that's what the homo rights movement mark as the birth of their movement, of their modern movement. So the email goes on to say, you may have noticed the rainbow flag flying in front of the new building. As part of our company's, and they always mention the company name, and I'll just leave it out. As part of our company's support of diversity, one of our company's five core values is allowing their employee business partner groups to fly diversity-related flags for special events. What in the world? Are they mental cases or what? They're saying one of our five core values, one of our five core values is allowing our employee groups to fly diversity flags.
Thank you.
And we are back. We're back. We're hoping our bumper music makes you mellow out so you can deal with the show. All right. So anyway, one of their five core values. You think your five core values would be excellence, honesty, quality, things like that. One of their five core values is you could fly a fag. I mean, you could fly a flag. You could fly a diversity flag for special events. That's one of their five core values. That just cracks me up. At any rate, it's how stupid homos are. Just stupid homos. At any rate, they say their employee groups can fly diversity flags for special events. And they have seven employee groups at the company. And one of them is named Boom. And the others are named Okay, so those are the employee groups. And the homo group, now, this is not United Airlines, but if it was, we could say it's their flight attendant guys group. You know, their homosexual stewardess, male stewardess group. It's called flight attendant guys or fags. But at any rate, at least I read that in a novel. Where did I read that about that group? Oh, in that novel called The First 5 Days. That's where I read that. At any rate, let's see here. So their homo employee group is sponsoring the flag. The rainbow flag is a symbol of diversity adopted by the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered, transspecial movement. I'm sorry, I added the transspecial. Liberals just keep adding adjectives and the terms of organizations and religious groups, they just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. It's all so stupid. Lengthier. So they say the six colors represent these ideals. Red stands for life. Orange stands for health. Yellow stands for the sun. Green stands for nature. Blue stands for art. And violet stands for spirit. So at least they have life in there. Really, at least they have life. They don't have truth or righteousness or morality or family or relationship. But they have art and they have the sun and nature. So they're obviously nature worshipers. Yet they're the most unnatural group out there. And not only that, they're the most intolerant of groups. But anyway, on Sunday, June 24th, Pride Fest will occur in Civic Center Park in Denver. As part of the festivities, in which approximately 150,000 people are expected, I don't think I'll attend. I think I might stay away from the homo parade. They're going to start at Cheeseman Park. That's that homo park where the male homos sunbathe nude and they pick one another up. And the Denver courts have ruled that it's legal for a homo to be nude in public. I don't know. Has that happened in your town? It's happened in our town. Anyway, as part of the festivities, 150,000 people are expected. Our homo group will be marching in the parade that runs from Cheeseman Park right past Queen Supers, no less. I forget. Does the route take it past Queen? Queen Supers is the King Supers that's downtown Denver, and they call it Queen Supers because that's where all the homos go. In fact, I know of the guy who's the general manager of that store, and he just ponders, how in the world did I ever get stuck here? But he's not a homo, and I don't know him. I just know another King Supers manager who knows him. And my King Supers store manager friend, he tells me about the poor slob who's stuck at the Queen Supers. At any rate, you don't want to have to clean the employee bathroom at Queen Supers. That's what I've heard. At any rate, okay. So then the parade begins at 9:30, and the festival runs from 10 to 5 p.m. Our homo group's mission is to advocate a work environment that is inclusive and supportive of gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered employees, enabling all employees to perform to their fullest potential. Our homo group is a resource serving our customers, shareholders, colleagues, families, and the global community in which we work and live. So obviously it's a public company, right? Our homo group, which I'm purposely not naming each time, commits to advancing change that will help people respect and value differences, thus allowing employees to achieve our company's vision. As part of our homo group's efforts to make the work environment safe for all employees, our homo group sponsors the Safe Sex Program. Oh, I'm sorry, I misread that. The Safe Space Program. I sort of like that idea. Let's shoot them out into space. Tell them if you want to be a homo in orbit. Just don't send any life support. Our homo group sponsors the Safe Space Program. The magnets with the pink triangle surrounded by the green circle means that the person residing in that office or that cubicle supports full participation of all members of the workplace, regardless of sexual orientation, gender identity, or gender expression. Now, you know what's funny about that? So a safe workspace, you post a pink triangle in your cubicle. Well, how about the one guy in the department that doesn't have a pink triangle? You know, it's like when they made the Jews wear the yellow swastikas. Remember that? Well, what if they didn't do that? What if they made all Germans wear a red D for Deutschland and the Fatherland? And the Jews didn't wear a red D, and so they were just as easily identified. And that's sort of like what's going on here in reverse, but it's the same thing. Our listener has been listening for years and finally has something he wanted to send. He's not going to have a little pink triangle with a green circle around it in his cubicle. And people are going to want to know why. Where's your triangle? And what is he going to say? Oh, I'm sorry. I was so excited about it. I brought it home and I stuck it in my living room. Oh, that's nice. Here, we have another one for you. So anyway, you see what's happening. Christians are being intimidated and forced underground. And you know what? This guy, whose name I'm not giving out either, his family, if he has a wife and kids, a home, a mortgage, they are more important to take care of them, to meet their temporal needs of having the rent paid and food and clothing and heat and air conditioning and a vacation 1 week a year. His family is more important providing for them than is the eternal destiny of the souls of his coworkers. His family is more important. So when he says he has to go underground to keep his job and he can't let his beliefs be known, he's right. He's not doing something wrong or dishonorable by not witnessing to the stupid homos in his company, because they're building an environment of complete intolerance. We've seen it 100 companies over the years, where like U.S. West, well, now it's Quest, but they've got the thought police. The thought police. They say you can't even forgive. Literally, it almost comes out of their employee handbook. You can't even forgive someone in the workplace who dislikes homos. If you forgive them, or if you tolerate them in your mind, you're not welcome in the Quest community. How's that one? Wow, pretty interesting. But okay, let's go back here. This is interesting. So the magnets with the pink triangle surrounded by the green circle, and that's the homo environmentalist community, which you can't get much more unnatural than being a homo. So how's that environmental? I don't know. But at any rate, the homo environmental community here is, they've got magnets they want you to stick up on your cubicle frame. And, okay, so you support full participation of all members of the workplace, regardless of sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, or special identity. No, I keep adding the special part. They haven't got there yet. But just give them time. They tried. They've been working on it, especially in the zoning code. The homo lawyers for city after city around the country have modified our national zoning code to permit entertainment content with sex with animals as part of an entertainment content. Believe it or not, I know that because I have friends on a zoning commission in Douglas County, and they brought me the new zoning code that their lawyer was trying to get the zoning commission to rubber stamp. He said, oh, we've got to go with this code. This is the standard national code. And it says in it, and it says in the code, I read the stupid thing on the air. And it says it's legal to do this sexual perversion, and this sexual perversion, and this sexual perversion, and to have entertainment with sex between people of the same gender and sex between human beings and different species of animals, like dogs or goats or sheep or whatever. It's in the zoning code. It's in the zoning code? Yeah, it's in the zoning code. So anyway, they struck it down. And the TV network that I was on was worried that they bought land in Douglas County and wanted to build a station. And they were worried that they might not get their zoning because I was such a controversial figure. And the... who was it back in... was this Douglas County or Arapahoe County? I can't recall now because... It's weird in Colorado. Like the city of Aurora is half in Arapahoe County, half in Adams County. Sometimes it's confusing. But anyway, they try to get me for libel because I said something about a dead homosexual. And they try to charge me with libel. And it was in the media. It was on the TV news and the newspapers. It was a big deal. And they were going to charge me with libel because I libeled a dead sodomite. Now, libel, that means you've said something to hurt his reputation. How could you possibly hurt the reputation of a dead homo? How's that possible? I couldn't figure that out. At any rate, they didn't charge me with the crime. And back then is when the network I was on, they wanted to build this new facility, a beautiful chunk of land, a big studio. And they were afraid the political backlash against Bob and Yurt Live, they would get turned down. So they tried to keep it as low profile as possible and use the corporate name and not try not to let people put two and two together. And when it came through to the zoning commission, I got a call. At the time, I didn't know I had friends on the zoning commission. And I got a call from two of them. Two on the commission of three. I think it was three, maybe it was five. I think it was three. And they called me up and said, Bob, isn't this your station? I said, well, I don't own it yet, but I'm on it. Well, you guys are going to build here, and we got to approve your building. We're so excited. We're signing right off on it. All right. Praise the Lord. I like that kind of governing official. Thank you. And we are back at Bob and Yurt Live on KGov. Please don't call, but our phone number for future reference is 1-800-8-NYART. 1-800-8-ENYART. So that's the story from this company. They say their homo group is open to all people regardless of sexual orientation, gender identity, or gender expression. Well, my gender expression is I sometimes throw up on homos. So I wonder if I would be welcome in their group. If you are, notice they don't say anything about religious tolerance. It used to be we were tolerant of races and religions. They don't like to say that anymore because Christianity says homosexuality is perverse. So they're not really into religious tolerance any longer. Okay, so their homo group is open to all these people. And if you're interested in joining, the email says, or marching in the parade, or joining a pile of homosexuals at our next meeting, it doesn't quite say that, or if you want to acquire a safe space magnet, or if you have questions regarding homo issues, please contact so-and-so at extension such-and-such. You can also visit our website at wearepileofhomos.com. Well, it doesn't exactly say that either, but you get the idea. Okay, and thanks. So that was interesting, and that's all we're going to say about that. And I'm going to reply to my friend there and say thanks for sending me the email. It was fun reading on the air, Bob. And then I'm going to put minus the company name. All right. Okay, let's see. Now, some headlines of stories that we're not going to get to because I got to get to Marilyn Banana Manson now. But father charged with raping daughters, and why is he still alive? That's the question. Why hasn't he been executed already? Khmer Rouge in Cambodia, let's just say a Cambodian soldier jailed for cannibalism. Now, some of these stories are really worth doing, but I want to get to Banana Manson. Magic Johnson thinking of running for L.A. mayor. Japan school murder game removed from the internet. Now, that's interesting. The Japanese police removed this internet game, a horror computer game based. It's interesting. You know, they can do that if they want to. The liberals say, oh, you can't censor the internet. That's baloney. AOL's going into China with a $100 million deal. And guess what? They're not going to have any anti-communist content accessible over AOL. How do you like that one? And they say they can't do it. Thousands of eunuchs to meet in India. You know, there's a political party in India, the Eunuchs of India. That's a crack up. And they're men castrated at puberty, and they're referred to as she's. And they refer to she's as people who are classified as neither male nor female. It's a weird thing. And Vince, before the show, he talked to me about, he said, but how about all these nice Hindus and Buddhists? And I said, where? Name one. What do you mean a nice Hindu or a nice Buddhist? Vince, look at these people. I mean, in India, they've got, what, hundreds of thousands of young kids have grown up undernourished, malnourished, sickly, and so many have died because they don't kill the cockroaches and the rats in their fields, and they let the cows go through the gardens, and the women carry cow dung on their heads. I mean, it's a sick, perverse culture. And the Buddhists, so all these nice people, yeah, nice. You know, Nazi Germany was filled with nice people. If they got together for a family reunion, they were nice. you probably couldn't tell any difference between a Nazi party member's family reunion and your family reunion. It's the same thing. They're nice. Nice doesn't count for anything. Nice people allow their neighbors to go to hell and don't speak up one word in their defense. That's what nice people do. I'm sick of nice people. So at any rate, yeah, so Nazi Germany, how about the whole nation? And we could point to any country. They're just so easy because their grotesque wickedness was so recent and so extravagant. And so it's a whole nation filled with nice people who didn't do anything to stop one of the greatest examples of wickedness in the history of the world. And if we let all those nice Nazi party members go to heaven, they would turn heaven into hell, and they would elect Hitler to be their leader. So anyway, these are the news stories we're not getting to. Prisoner on hunger strike for jail fan. He wants a fan. This is in India. And remember Gandhi, right? The world just worships Gandhi. And even Christian leaders, they speak of Gandhi with a hushed, reverent tone. And that really makes me sick, the little pagan. Gandhi was so emotionally manipulative and so immature and dysfunctional that remember his hunger strikes where he almost killed himself? What he was saying is, you do what I say or I will hurt myself. I will hurt myself. I'll even kill myself if you don't do what I say. And that's obviously absurd. Okay. So anyway, there's a bunch of stories here. But that's enough for now. I want to get to Marilyn Banana Manson. You know what I'll do? Before I look at the interview in the Denver Post with Marilyn Manson, I'd like to go to our email we sent to his publicist. And once again, I won't give you her name or email, of course, or phone number. But this is what we emailed them. My public relations guy, Ray Graybar, talked to Marilyn Manson's agent, the office that they represent him, and we got through to them through the concert promoter and got to this company and California. And so they said, okay, please email us. Now, most likely nothing will come of this, but these are the kinds of things my public relations guy does in order to create the opportunities we have to speak to people and to debate the issues of right versus wrong, God versus his enemies, to as wide an audience as possible. So here is what was emailed to them today. Proposed debate, Marilyn Manson versus Denver Bible Church Pastor Bob Enyart. And we're using Denver Bible Church because when we were first formed, by the way, for those of you in the audience, we registered with the government and the IRS and the Secretary of State in Colorado as Denver Bible Church. And actually, the elders in our church are reconsidering our name and exploring the possibility of going back to that name for the huge benefit of getting onto shows and as a guest and in debates, because the name Denver Bible Church carries immediate positioning. People immediately know who you are, where you are, what you are, and you don't have to explain it. And it comes with a degree of credibility that has helped us. We've already used it on MSNBC and elsewhere, and it really does help. So anyway, that's how we put it. Proposed debate, Marilyn Manson versus Denver Bible Church Pastor Bob Enyart. Bob Enyart, now they've gotten so far 5 requests for debate. And they've all been from people they thought were just not high profile enough, so Manson doesn't want to do it. So we have to try to sell me to do it. So this is what we've come up with here. Bob Enyart, pastor of Denver Bible Church, has been a talk show host on Denver radio and national TV for most of the last decade. In the past month, he has done guest appearances on ABC's Politically Incorrect with Bill Maher, Fox News Channel's O'Reilly Factor, Fox News Channel's Hannity and Combs, MSNBC's Mike Barnicle Show, New York City AM 77 WABC's Sean Hannity Show. And in the past year, Bob has appeared on ABC opposite Cisco and Fox News opposite Coolio. So they're two rappers, right? Cisco and Coolio. Coolio's history. I don't know if Marilyn Manson was alive back when Coolio was on the air. I'm only kidding, actually. But, okay, so we're trying to tell him at least, you know, we're not just a local person. This is, you could debate this guy, this Denver Bible Church guy, and he gets around in the media. Okay, I'll go on with our email. The Denver Post, June 10th, quoted Marilyn Manson as saying, "I would be willing at any time to sit down with these people, even as far up to Joseph as Joseph Lieberman," because Lieberman attacked Marilyn Manson just for the purpose of the campaign, and discuss and stand behind anything that I do and the rest of the entertainment industry. I guarantee that I know more about the Bible than any of them. I'm sure he's right as regards Lieberman. Lieberman doesn't know anything about the Bible. And quite a few Christian leaders don't know much about it. But I guarantee that I know more about the Bible than any of them, and I guarantee that they would lose the debate. That's an open invitation, said Marilyn Manson. All right. So then our email continues. If Marilyn is up to it, Bob Enyar accepts the challenge and expects to thrash Manson. And then we continue. At Denver Bible Church, Bob... Okay, let's see. I'm going to leave that sentence out for now. Pastor Enyar is aware of the initial misrepresentation of the Columbine murderers as Marilyn Manson fans. Bob Enyar would like to engage Manson because initially when Columbine happened, the media reported that Harris and Klebold were fans of Marilyn Manson. So Manson would... he canceled his upcoming appearance in Denver, his concert, and he went back to L.A. and he said it was weird. After Columbine, he'd go into a restaurant and people would stare at him as though he had done something wrong. And he felt freaky about it. And then it came out that they were not Marilyn Manson fans. They were just fans of Marilyn Manson's philosophy and the culture that he promotes. So they were secondhand Marilyn Manson fans. Like secondhand cancer. Okay, so anyway, Bob Enyar would like to engage Manson in a one-hour debate regarding Christianity and the Bible, and the Bible as the Word of God. Currently, Bob's talk show airs only at kgov.com. Enyart's websites achieve over 1 million hits annually, and a debate with Manson is guaranteed to be heard over the web by a large international audience. Hey, if Manson could guarantee stuff so flippantly. If Marilyn wants a larger venue than our KGov radio for the debate, we've begun contacting local radio stations, any one of which would likely agree to moderate and air the debate. Marilyn might want a national outlet for this, but really, this is a Denver issue. Hey, good point, Ray. Good point. Okay, then we have a section background. Since 1991, Bob has hosted a live talk show that has aired on broadcast television, cable TV, radio, and the Internet. From 1994 to 98, the TV and radio simulcast of Bob Enyar Live aired in 80 cities and was available to 17 million households. More than 50,000 copies of his audio and video teaching tapes and millions of pages of Bob's writings have been sold around the world. Mostly in the U.S., right? We don't have to exaggerate. Well, some have sold to other countries, so all right. Among Bob's activities, Bob Enyar launched his newest websites, shadowgov.com and kgov.com, in February 1999 with the purchase of O.J. Simpson's Hall of Fame Award and football jerseys and burned those items at the largest single event press conference in the history of the L.A. courthouse. That was fun. These websites, along with NYART's other sites, NYART.com, and a couple others we mentioned here, merit millions of hits annually and have hosted... Okay, so enough of the bragging on that. Let's get to... Bob has organized a mobile protest of President Bill Clinton, following him from Martha's Vineyard to Auckland, New Zealand, with over 1,000 protests in 147 U.S. and foreign cities for Clinton's sexual abuse of women and the rape of Juanita Broderick. Bob has worked with parents of slain Columbine students to close down memorials to murderers Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, resulting in the destruction of two crosses on Rebel Hill and two trees planted in the West Bowles Community Church Memorial Garden. Bob has appeared on over 100 TV and radio shows, including multiple episodes, blah, 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 blah. The ACLU, da, 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 and it goes on and on. And it's fun. And so we say at the end of it, we'll determine who wins the debate by whoever promotes the debate after the fact. Whoever links to a transcript or distributes the audio tape or links to a real audio recording is the winner. So if Marilyn Manson wins, he'll probably want some people out there on the web to hear how he slaughtered a Christian leader in a debate. And if he loses, he won't say a word about it. But we're the ones that will promote it. And that isn't that a good way to figure out who really won and who really lost the debate? All right, we're out of time, right? No, we're not out of time. Good. We're going to a break, and then we'll come back with a little bit from this Marilyn Manson interview. And we're back, Bob and Aaron Live. So wouldn't that be a blast to debate Marilyn Manson? In this Denver Post article, it says Manson sold souvenir T-shirts proclaiming, kill God, kill your mom and dad, kill yourself. And, yeah, all right. So anyway, let's see. Let's go to the interview itself. He's supposed to be here on the 21st at Mile High Stadium. And remember, he canceled his Rock is Dead tour just after the April 1999 massacre at Columbine, which left 13 dead and 23 wounded. And he says, but I was surprised, even coming back home to Los Angeles, it was strange going out to a restaurant and having people give me dirty looks like I did something wrong. That's because the media was saying Harris and Klebold were Manson fans. But as Brian Rohrbaugh is quoted in this article as saying, hey, if he promotes suicide and trivializes killing yourself, that's what Harrison Klebold did. kill your parents, kill yourself, kill whoever you don't like. Kill whoever you don't like, then kill yourself. And that's what they did. So they were secondhand Marilyn Manson fans. They had secondhand cancer. And he says, I may have nihilism in my music, and it may not be pretty. Now, I'm not an expert on Marilyn Manson, so I don't know what form of nihilism he has. But but it's rejecting all values. Some deny all existence. I don't know how you do that. You don't do it sincerely, but they deny all existence. They say those words. They're just idiots. They say all religious and moral issues are moot. And there's no difference between any one religion and another or any moral code and another. It's just all irrelevant. So let's see. What else does he say? He says protesting against him is very self-serving because it helps get the protester's name in the paper and they have another reason for people to be scared on Sunday. They say Marilyn Manson is the devil. Because if they want to be the good guy, they have to find a bad guy. Well, the weird thing about that, well, obviously Marilyn Manson is not smart enough to be the devil. He's just somebody who could appeal to adolescent boys. And that really doesn't take much skill. A little sex, a little vulgar humor, a little bit of the sick of the or the bizarre, and you'll have the rapt attention of adolescent boys. Now, what's that movie that's threatening Disney's hold on the animation world? Shrek? That movie Shrek that's taken in hundreds of millions of dollars, the ogre, he's in a pond, and he passes gas, and a fish dies. And the fish floats to the surface, and he eats the fish. And a million teenage boys have howled in laughter at that. It's not hard to make Marilyn Manson's demographic laugh and have a good time. So anyway, and especially if you mix sex into it. It's pretty easy. It's easy to do. It might be hard to work the business aspect of getting on the radio and promoting concerts, but it's easy to put out the product that Marilyn Manson puts out. All right. Just like any good-looking slut who could sing could become well-known. If she's willing to prostitute her body, and if she's good-looking enough, she could get on TV or in the movies or join a band. At any rate, so they say because if they want to be the good guy, they have to find a bad guy. Well, Marilyn, we trip over the bad guys on a walk across the street. They're everywhere. Believe me, we didn't have to go looking for you. Governor Bill Owens and Representative Tom Tancredo support the protest. But Governor Bill Owens is an idiot. Tom Tancredo is a friend of the Christian pro-life community. And they were all so excited when he was running for office, and I wasn't. He had signed a pledge that if he were elected, he would vote to abolish the Department of Education. And when he got into office as a Republican, he officially reneged on that pledge that he signed. Now, how do you do that? But he did it. Oh, and he voted for gun control, and he's just not that strong. Anyway, he's a nice guy, but how far does nice go? So Bill Owens, who's an idiot, and Tom Tancredo, who's at least a nice guy, they support the protest, But Manson said his show will go on. And rather than be on the defensive, Manson has challenged them. He said, these people are saying we don't like your message and your music because it represents some of the same motives or feelings that were involved in the shootings. In some ways, Manson says, they have a point because what I say represents the people who are never being listened to. Yeah, like his souvenir t-shirts he sells that say, kill your mom and dad and kill yourself. If one person committed a crime and was influenced by Marilyn Manson, Manson should be prosecuted and convicted as an accomplice. Because if you tell somebody, hey, let's go kill Mike Rosen. Go kill Mike Rosen, the pervert talk show host on KOA. And then people go and kill him. Then you're an accomplice. You're an accessory. You're a conspirator. A KOA talk show host was defending Marilyn Manson for saying this criminal stuff. And he's a conservative. The president of the Independence Think Tank in Golden. And I said, what if somebody said, let's go kill Mike Rosen. Should that be legal? He said, well, no. So you know what? You're an idiot. You are an idiot. And it's a crime to say, kill your mom and dad. It's a conspiracy. It's accessory. It's an attempt. And it's criminal. This is Bob Enyart reminding you to do right and risk the consequences.